The Dog and the Wolf. A lean, half-starved wolf was walking around in the moonlight one night with his ribs almost sticking through his skin. He happened to meet a fat, happy dog who looked very pleased with himself. After they had said polite "how do you do's" to each other, the wolf asked the dog if he wouldn't mind asking him a question. "Will you please tell me why you should be so much better off than I am? I don't mean to be rude, but I take many more chances than you do. And yet you are fat and sleek, while I go around almost ready to drop from hunger." The dog said, "You could live just as well as I if you would do what I do." "What's that?" said the wolf. "Why, I just guard my master's house at night and keep the thieves away." "That sounds easy enough," said the wolf. "And if I can have good food, a warm bed, and a roof over my head instead of rain, snow, and very sketchy meals the way I have now, it sounds like the job for me. Let's go." "Very true," replied the dog. "Just follow me." And they went off together. While they were trotting along, the wolf happened to notice a crease in the dog's neck, and, being curious, he said, "Dog, what's that crease in your neck? How did you get it there?" "Oh, that's nothing," said the dog. "But," said the wolf, "I want to know how you got it." "Well, if you must know," said the dog, "they tie me up in the daytime because I am a little bit fierce and they am afraid I might bite somebody. They only let me go free at night. In that way, they make sure that I get plenty of sleep in the daytime and I can watch better at night. As soon as it's dark, they turn me loose, and my master brings me a plate of bones from the table himself, and I am allowed to go where I want to. Pretty nice, isn't it? Come on, let's hurry up and get your job just like it. What's the matter? Why are you stopping?" "Thank you very much," said the wolf. "I thought there must be a catch somewhere." "You are satisfied to remain tied up all day, without being able to do what you want at any time, and all because your master brings you some bones at night and lets you run around at a time when it pleases him. You think it does not matter that you are not able to do what you want and when you want to do it, so long as you get enough to eat? And if you pity me because I sometimes want for food, it is only keeping your stomach so full which prevents your mind from working. Well, you can just keep your nice, fat happiness. I'll take my skinny old freedom any day or night. I'd rather be free than fat. Liberty is what I want, and what you offer cannot take its place. Goodbye." And off he went. The point: freedom is worth whatever price we have to pay for it.